Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Did you have problems with flooding last year? Do you have a wet basement? Do you know someone with a wet basement? Then mold might be a problem. Is mold a serious issue? And if so, what can we do about it? Let's go in depth with Kara McCulley, team leader for Project Recovery Iowa for Jasper and Marion Counties, and Doug Dufault with Integrity Cleaning and Restoration, Newton and Grinnell. So, Kara, you're still dealing with floods from last year.
Yes, we are. The floods were in August. And what we're finding is that people are still recovering from the floods. It can take a long, long time to fully recover. It can be anywhere from 6 months to years for the whole process.
Part of the recovery is fixing the physical damage. Part of the recovery is fixing the monetary damage that happens with it. And then part of it is there's psychological.
That's absolutely right. Yes, because when your things are damaged, it takes its toll in lots of different areas of your life. You have lost your things, so then it costs a lot of money to replace it. That's money that's coming out of your budget that you're not going to get to spend maybe on vacations or new clothes or the new car you need. And it can really stress people out quite a bit to have to bear that monetary burden. And then sometimes it never does get back the way it used to be because people are afraid to put carpet back into a basement that floods. It might not ever be like it used to be. And every time they go down there, they're reminded of it.
So they might have memories and of things that happened down there, and then they had to repair it, but they don't want to do it again, get the expense, and then maybe have another flood come?
Right. They don't want to replace expensive furniture and carpet in a room that's just going to flood again. And so they're hesitant to put more money into that, but then they're unhappy every time they go down there, and it's not the family room that they used to enjoy.
Well, and now there's a lot of stress, too, because we get a lot of media attention to mold.
Right.
And that we're worried about mold now. And, Doug, you deal with mold all of the time.
On a regular basis, yes, we do.
And so you work with people that Doug works with.
Well, what I'm finding as I'm traveling around Marion and Jasper counties is that people are at different stages of recovery. And some of them, with the weather warming up, are just getting downstairs to look at their basement and start thinking about cleaning it up. You might be surprised to hear that, but a lot of people are just getting down there, and they're finding mold. And I'm concerned that people are not taking it seriously, and they really need to get down there and clean it up.
And Doug, you're with Integrity Cleaning Services.
Yes, Integrity Cleaning and Restoration.
Okay, and you're based out of Grinnell?
Out of Newton. We do also have an office in Grinnell that we maintain.
And you service the entire area?
We pretty much cover about a 50-mile radius of Newton. It all depends on how big the job, if it's big, because we're a small company, and traveling any farther than that really puts a burden on our people. But we're always willing to give free advice to anybody that calls.
How should people approach mold in their basement?
Well, you would approach it as you would any hazardous material. You want to take your precautions. You go downstairs into your basement. You want to be wearing a N95 or better filter, paper filter. Okay. Or we wear half-face and full-face respirators. The reason for that is you want to have something that's going to filter the air that you're breathing down to 0.003 microns. And because mold spores are larger than that, all mold spores are larger than that, so that's going to filter out anything. One thing that you want to also be cautious of is when you're down there working in an environment, those masks are going to be hot. Take precautions not to remove that to talk, because what happens is you remove that in a contaminated environment, and you go to speak, the mold spores get on the inside of the mask then. And you're breathing the mold spores that when you open, you know, pull the mask off your face to talk, the mold spores get inside that mask, and then you're actually breathing the mold spores off of what was contaminated when you opened or lifted the mask up.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about mold with Kara McCulley and Doug Dufault.
Is it hard sometimes to convince people that mold is a problem, like people like me of a certain age where you grew up and basements flooded, it was a fact of life, you just cleaned it up and you went about your business, and we didn't worry about mold. But now all of a sudden we're worried about mold. Are some people skeptical? Is it hard to convince? Do you have to educate them about mold?
Absolutely. You have to educate people. Try to get them to understand the seriousness of mold. One of the things that a person can do if they don't believe me, for instance, they can go to the EPA websites. There's all kinds of websites out there that people can find this information out for themselves also. But one of the things I ask people that do have mold in there, do you have a headache? Do you feel nauseated, diarrhea, any of those kinds of symptoms? When you're at home, do you feel bad? You know, do you have nausea or diarrhea or headaches or anything like that? And you go to work and you start to feel better. That's a good symptom. A good sign that you have a problem in your home. The same thing on the other hand can hold true if you're at work and you're feeling those kind of symptoms and you come home and you start to feel better, then there could be a problem at your work.
And so those are the common symptoms?
Common symptoms. There can be other ones. People that are asthmatic are also highly susceptible because they already have those troubles with their lungs, and you breathe in the mold spores and it attacks that. The owner's wife, if he doesn't take precautions before he comes home, such as wearing a Tyvek suit, which is a suit that protects your clothing against the mold spores, if he forgets to wear one of those and he goes into the home with his clothes contaminated with mold spores, it can actually send a person into an attack and send them to the emergency room. And that's happened often enough that before he even goes home, he changes clothes, or he'll go in the back door and he'll change his clothes, put them in a plastic bag. And then when it comes time to wash them, he'll wash his own clothes. He'll put them directly into the wash machine. So therefore, if you take the clothes off and just throw them in a pile on the floor, you're actually taking all the contaminated clothing you have and letting those mold spores come off your clothing and possibly contaminate your own home. Because you could be in your home could be in an environment where it's already susceptible to it, but no mold spores have been introduced to it. So you could be introducing the mold spores and then they reproduce. And one of the things about mold spores is when you see the mold on the wall, you think it's just there and it's just growing, creeping up the wall. Actually, what that mold does is it off-gasses, and that's how it reproduces. If you can imagine when a meteorite hits, what the impact looks like, that's basically what a mold spore does. It just kind of explodes and off gases mold spores, and then those are airborne and they travel around the room, and it could be going into your cold air return on your furnace. And if you're not using a HEPA filter on your furnace, it sucks it into your furnace and then sends it up into the rest of the house.
What's a HEPA filter?
A HEPA filter is a filter that will filter things down to 0.003 microns. And that's mold spores aren't any smaller than that, and that would stop it from getting into your HVAC system.
So it sounds like maybe if we have any kind of dampness in our homes at all, we should probably, in our basements and our furnaces in the basements, we probably want that filter.
Right. I would have one anyway. I have them on my own filter at home because I realize the seriousness of it. One of the things that you also want to be careful of is cross-contaminating. If you're going down in your upstairs of your house is okay, but you go down to the basement and you come back upstairs and you want to change your clothes, shower, get that stuff off of you. Another thing that when people are doing their own kind of demo work where they're removing the drywall from there, they carry it up the stairs and they go through the house and the mold spores are falling off the contaminated material. What a person wants to do is if you're removing drywall like that, is put the drywall in plastic bags or take it out of a basement window and keep the upstairs sealed with plastic away from the rest of the house.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about mold with Kara McCulley and Doug Dufault.
Now, do we see mold all the time?
A lot of times what a person will do is just take it for granted. You'll see a little spot down along the wall. And what a person doesn't realize is when the drywall is touching the ground, it's absorbing moisture from the concrete. Whether there's water present or not, concrete is always giving off some kind of moisture. And then that drywall will pick that moisture up. And a lot of times if you remove the baseboard and you'll see a black line where the baseboard used to be, that's what you generally mold. It's what appears to be molds. And there's different kinds of mold. We live with it every day. There's harmful mold, such as your Stachybotrys, your Cotonium, Aspergillus penicillium. There's a lot of harmful ones that are related to water damage. What we do is we have an indoor air quality expert come in. He tests the air prior to our starting work so that we know what kind of mold there is and what level of mold contamination you have, because there can be times that it's not even safe for you to live in the house anymore because the levels are so high.
Wow.
And then when we complete our work, we have a mold tester come in and do a clearance test on there to make sure that we've got all the mold. And what we do is we get it to where it's less than what it is outside, because you're not going to get it any less than what it, we can get it less than what it is outside. But what you want to do is you want to make sure you have all the harmful types of mold out of there. And we always use a third party. We never test our own pre-test or post-test our own mold jobs, just for the simple fact it's a conflict of interest, because I could just say, well, we got it all and call it good. We're not like that. We want somebody independent of us with another set of eyes to telling us what needs to be done. He gives us a protocol, and we follow that protocol. Then he comes in and does his post-test and clears the facility. We may have to re-clean the facility or the home. There's a chance with that happening, with mold levels being so high in some of these homes, have been sitting around for 6-8 months, a year wet. You know, the levels could be so high that it takes 2 cleans to get it.
And so is this something that always requires a professional, or is there some things we can do at home by ourselves?
There's a lot of home remedies that you can do. What you also have to be aware of is, even though you don't have any mold on your wall, or you have mold on your walls, you can also have it on your contents that are in the home. Like a couch, you know, you need to have your upholstery cleaned. You clean the walls, the floors, the ceilings, everything. The things that a homeowner can do on their own is, number one, remove the contaminated materials, such as drywall. And with drywall, you want to go two feet above where the mold stops, because a lot of times it grows inside the drywall and you can't see it. So you want to go past, 2 foot past. And what we always recommend, if it's like a baseboard level of contamination, is they take it 2 foot above that. And part of the reason is you want to have it a half an inch or so off the ground, so if there is a little bit of water that comes in, it's not going to be wicking up the drywall. And also another reason for that is the moisture on the cement that it's pulling up out of the cement.
Just normally. Yeah.
If you set a box, for instance, on the ground out in your garage, it's going to get wet and it's going to get weakened, if you've never noticed that, probably.
No, I noticed it.
And it's picking up moisture. There's no water that's been there, but it's picking up that moisture off the cement. The next thing that can be done is, once you, say you take the drywall off and you have studs there and they have mold on them, you can clean that surface mold off of there. And what you want to do is take some warm soapy water, wash that off, and then you would use a bleach solution on top after you get done washing it off.
One part bleach to how many parts water?
You can use 50-50 combination. There's also a recommended level on the EPA website, I believe, that you can use. One thing that's very important that a lot of people don't do is you need to leave that bleach on there for 10 minutes wet. It has to be wet with bleach water for 10 minutes. It's extremely important. And then one of the things that you have to do afterwards is you also have to remove the dead mold spores. And people think, well, I've killed the mold. Well, it's still harmful, because if you put your hand on this desk after you had cleaned it with bleach and there's still dead mold spores, then you go to pick your sandwich up off the desk and you eat that sandwich, you have those dead mold spores. You can still be harmed by the dead mold spores because you've ingested them now. So it's very important that you do those things. Then once you get done with the bleach solution, remove it. What we use, a HEPA vacuum, and it's a true HEPA vacuum, which is the exhaust air is filtered with a HEPA filter, and that's to remove the dead mold spores. And then, for instance, if you have a 2x4 that has had mold on it and you've cleaned that surface mold off of there, and you've done all you could in that respect to clean it off of there, what you need to do there with those wood is seal it with a mold sealing paint. And the one that we use is guaranteed for 5 years. Or you can use a clear polyurethane sealer on that. And what that does is it seals it off from getting started, because it may be down in the wood, impregnated in the wood, and then it comes back out. So after all your cleaning done, and if we do it after the mold inspector comes in and gives us a clearance test, then we go back in and paint those things or seal those things so that it can't start over again.
Can you give me an estimate of what, say, a typical job might be, what it might cost, or is every job unique?
Every job is unique because there may be an empty basement with mold on the walls, and all we have to do is go in there and HEPA vac, wash it down, and then HEPA vac it again. That's relatively simple. But there could be things where your contents are contaminated and need to be cleaned. That takes time, which time is money. So, you know, those things add up. The simplest mold jobs I think I've had is around $1,000 to $2,000. And we also use a product called Serum, which is a hydrogen peroxide-based solution. And the thing that we like about this product is when we apply that, it's just like if you put hydrogen peroxide on an open cut, it foams up. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing that it does with mold. It attacks the organic things, and it kills the mold off, basically, killing the germs, so to speak. And you can see where it's working, so you can go back there. You see it foaming up real bad. You can back over and retreat that area again with the serum and keep foaming until you don't get any foam, and then you know you absolutely have the mold. We also have another product called Microban that we use. That is 99.997% effective in killing mold. And it works better than bleach for the simple reason that it kills it instantly. You don't have to wait the 10 minutes. And we just found that it works a lot better.
Project Recovery Iowa works with people and with professionals to try to get people's lives back to normal.
What we do is we connect people with existing resources to combat whatever stress they're experiencing in their flood recovery. If their problem is mold, I'm going to try to get you some mold information. I can bring you a mold expert on the radio, maybe, or I can provide you with some website information that will give you some facts about cleaning it yourself if that's what you want to do. For example, we can bring mold cleanup information to your door. If somebody wants to give us a call, they can call us at 1-800-447-1985. If they're not sure they need a professional to do it and they would like to perhaps try it themselves, we can bring information to their door. But I think it's also important for them to know that it is a serious issue and it does need to be taken seriously. It can be a serious health risk.
Thanks to Kara McCulley and Doug Defoe for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.